new automobile company debuts today as shares for Daimler Chrysler are traded for the first time on the New York and Frankfurt stock exchanges. The marriage of Germany's leading industrial corporation and the number three U.S. car company is the biggest industrial merger ever. Analysts have praised the deal, saying that Daimler and Chrysler complement one another well. But today's events are also prompting nostalgia in Detroit, as Chrysler, a fixture in the Motor City, ceases to exist as an independent car maker. NPR's Don Gagne reports on Chrysler's past and the prospects for the new Daimler Chrysler.
With a history dating back nearly three quarters of a century, Chrysler has been both a corporate and a cultural icon for people in the Detroit area. Almost from the start, it built a reputation for powerful engines, for designs that defied convention, and for technical innovations, like the push-button transmission featured on the 1957 DeSoto.
Have you tried DeSoto's new triple-range push-button driving? In DeSoto for 57, you just touch a button and go. Split-second getaway in the most exciting car in the world today. And in DeSoto for 57, you got torque flight.
Probably the thing most people today remember about Chrysler is that it almost went belly up 20 years ago. After the OPEC oil embargo, sales of Chrysler vehicles plummeted. In 1979, Lee Iacocca was hired as chairman of what he described as a sinking ship. He convinced the federal government to loan Chrysler $1.5 billion and went on television in a series of advertisements promising that Chrysler would come back.
Congress of the United States has passed the Chrysler Loan Guarantee Bill. The new Chrysler Corporation is in business to stay. The jobs of 600,000 workers have been saved. And with that act, a special bond has been created with the American people. A bond that puts an obligation on the new Chrysler Corporation to turn itself around.
Under Iacocca, Chrysler did turn itself around and repaid its government loan ahead of schedule. Then in the 1980s and 90s came the products that define the Chrysler Corporation of today, the minivan and the Jeep Grand Cherokee sport utility vehicle. By the time the merger with Daimler-Benz was announced this past spring, Iacocca had long since retired, and Chrysler was posting huge profits. But it was struggling to gain a foothold in markets outside the United States and was looking for some sort of a partner to help out. Enter Germany's Daimler-Benz, which was also seeking to expand its reach into the U.S. Daimler made the initial contact with Chrysler. Within months, the deal was worked out. Thomas Stahlkamp is the former Chrysler president who now holds that same title at Daimler Chrysler.
It helps us really be much more competitive than we could have been. We think this business is going to get increasingly more competitive and that the survivors need to be global and have a broad, very thought-out product lineup. We believe we're at the forefront of making global companies.
The new entity will actually have co-chairmen, Daimler's Jürgen Schremp and Chrysler's Robert Eaton. But Schremp will take over the title alone when Eaton retires in 3 years. Described by Eaton and Schremp as a marriage of equals, Daimler Chrysler will also have two headquarters, one in Stuttgart, the other outside Detroit. Schremp has also tried to allay the fears of employees that mergers always mean job cuts.
The result of the merger will be the opposite. We see tremendous opportunities on both sides of the Atlantic, and that's important. Because we have responsibilities all over the world, particularly in the U.S. and in Europe, Germany. And our workers know that the opportunities will, in fact, actually create jobs and not reduce jobs.
For the past 6 months, the two companies have been trying to figure out how to meld very different corporate cultures, Daimler being the conservative maker of expensive luxury cars, and Chrysler, the more freewheeling minivan sport utility company. At Car and Driver magazine, editor-in-chief Chubba Chetta has been watching the Daimler-Chrysler marriage closely.
They've made a very good partnership from the standpoint that there's very little overlap in their products. That's the beauty of this.
Chetta says it's impossible to predict what Daimler-Chrysler will look like in a few years and what kind of products it will come up with. He also notes that there are still some tricky issues the new company has to tackle. Things like executive compensation. Chrysler execs down the line are paid much more in salary and bonuses than their counterparts at Daimler-Benz. That's the difference in the U.S. and German way of doing things. Chrysler's Bob Eaton made more than $11 million last year. Daimler's Jürgen Schremp made just over $2 million.
And there's no easy resolution to that. The Chrysler side wouldn't be happy if salaries were cut to German levels, but if you increase German salaries to the U.S. levels, that would be a problem in the home country, because in Germany they don't believe in having these huge disparities between factory workers and the executives.
Overall, analysts are optimistic about how well Daimler Chrysler will do. It becomes the fifth largest auto company in the world. They predict there will be a great deal of interest in Daimler Chrysler stock being traded under the symbol DCX on its first day of trading today. Don Gagne, NPR News, Detroit.